Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing true story from Luke. And we pray that you'd help us now. Boys and girls, mums and dads, all of our other friends, please help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, boys and girls, our true story is all about, well, it's a big question, really. It's a big question. Well, Puppet Polly was asking. It's a question we need to think about as well. It says, how do you fix a problem? I got this letter through the post recently with this inside. It's a chocolate bar with the word sorry on the case. And it was with this letter. And I'm going to read it a bit to you. I put it on the screen if it helps. Hi, Tom. We wanted to reach out to acknowledge and apologise for the recent delays you've experienced with your order. Let me read a bit more. We understand this might have left you feeling a little inconvenienced, and we want to let you know what's happening behind the scenes. Here's what they said next, though. We've never met a problem that chocolate couldn't solve. And that got me thinking, because, well, I've come across a few problems recently, and I wondered if I might have a few volunteers who could help me take their advice. So I need two children and one grown-up. Who wants to help me? Two children and one grown-up. Yes. Can we join me? You help me loads, big ass. Just hold on a second. Anyone else want to come and help me? Yes. Nate, come and help me. And I need a grown-up. Matt, thanks, mate. Come on, mate. Thanks very much. Maybe not. Okay. Hope, they're laughing at you. Come on, please. Come on, then. Come on. Let's come on. She's coming. Right, brilliant. Thank you very much. I've never met a problem chocolate can solve. So I've got, here's the problem solver. Have you got any dairy allergies? Right. So we're going to need this to help us. Is that for you, is that enough? That'll do. That's for you. Okay. Right, what was I looking for? Here we go. Nate, you just came across this. It's meant to be stuck together, but it's broken. Can you fix it with that chocolate, please? Yeah. Right, come on. It's supposed to stick together, okay? Let's have a look. No, try and get me. Maybe you can be a better. My balloon burst. Yes, you need that bit as well. Could you fix it with that bit of chocolate, please? How do you need? Sorry, missed a bit. You need that bit as well. Just keep it.
Right, hey. I had a little bit of an accident, you see. Don't tell Claire, but
okay.
I dropped her favourite dish.
Brilliant.
You just fix that for me.
Do you remember what they said? We've never met a problem that chocolate couldn't solve. So can you fix my problems, please, with the chocolate? It's legit chocolate. It's the good stuff. Hey, Dick, how are you getting on? Hold on, whoa. You've not even tried, because you think you can just eat that, don't you? How you doing, Nate? I mean, Nate's giving it a good go. Credit to you. You've just eaten yours. Unbelievable. Boys and girls, she's eaten her chocolate. This is outrageous.
I thought Anne might feel a bit better.
Okay,
let's cheer him on, okay?
That will help. Give him a bit of meaning. So let's just go. Chocolate, come on. Fix it, chocolate. I mean, you're still trying, Nate. That's an excellent. Is that, maybe chocolate's not the best thing to tell you about. Do you want to keep that chocolate and I'll keep this? You don't have to keep that chocolate, you can have this. I'm hoping to take everything. Please check with your parents before you finish that. I found a problem that chocolate can't solve, but do you know what else I found? It turns out this, well, it's actually a bit fake because, well, if you read down the letter a little bit more, I'm going to try and cover up the branding so you don't see which company it is. In fact, they actually just wanted to show off, but here's what they said. It says that the rest of it is all about the new Müller Martini Prinova digital machines they've installed with a new Rolam Auto Punch, whatever the heck that is, and a second lander that's ready for installation. It seems that they weren't really trying to say sorry at all. They just wanted, it was a bit of a fake sorry, to show off their new kit. It's bad enough, isn't it, that chocolate can't fix things. But what hope have we got? If it can't fix the small things, how can we fix the bigger things in life? The things that are really important. Yeah, today's true story from the Bible, it's about a time Jesus had a meal with some of his friends to teach them what it would cost to fix their relationship with God. What it would cost to fix their friendship with God. And you know what? A fake sorry and a bit of chocolate wasn't going to do it. Let me read from verse 7, if you've got a Bible with you. Grown-ups, if you want to follow along, we're on page 1057 in the Bibles under your chairs. But I'm going to read from verse 7. It says, the day of unleavened bread came. This was the day the Passover lambs had to be sacrificed. Jesus said to Peter and John, go and prepare the Passover meal for us to eat. They asked, where do you want us to prepare it? Jesus said to them, after you go into the city, you'll see a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him into the house he enters. It's a bit strange, isn't it? Jesus is sending his friends ahead, but it seems like he already knows exactly what's going to happen. In fact, just listen to the next bit. Verse 11. Tell the person who owns that house, the teacher asks you, please show us the room where he and his followers may eat the Passover meal. Then he'll show you a large room upstairs. The room is ready for you. Prepare the Passover meal there. So Peter and John left. Verse 13. Here it is on the screen. Everything happened as Jesus had said. So they prepared the Passover meal. I counted five things in there. In fact, there's nine in the whole passage. Where the Bible shows us Jesus was in complete control. He knew about the guy they'd meet. He knew that this guy would take them to his master. They knew about the upper room. He knew it was already. Jesus already knew everything. Isn't that amazing? Here's where it's even more amazing, because Jesus is about to teach us that he can fix our biggest problem. And right from the start, the Bible shows us that he knew what was going to happen. He already had a plan. We are going to think about that as a team. But one of the great ways we get to do that is by singing the words of a song that help us to remember. This is called We All Like Sheep. So if you're able, can I invite you to stand with me? And we're going to sing it together. A seat. And we're coming back to our true story from the Bible. And can you remember the big problem or the big question? Anyone remember it? How do you fix a problem? Jesus wanted his friends to understand what was going to happen to him, why he needed to die. He wanted his friends to understand that he would make a new relationship, God, with possible by dying on a cross. But rather than just hear about it, we're going to take a bit of time in little teams to think about it. So I'm going to bring around a tray to each of the tables with lots of the things on that Jesus used that first time. And what we'd like to do is have a look, have a smell, have a feel, about and think about what each means. So I'm going to give you one of these. And the first, there's instructions on one side and a true story on the other. Here's what it says on the front. This was a meal first eaten by the Israelites when they were slaves in Egypt. After God rescued them from being slaves, they shared it together once a year to remember how God had rescued them. This is what Jesus was doing with his disciples while they were in Jerusalem. So what I'd like you to do first is read this bit together. And while you're reading that, we're going to bring you around a tray with some bits on. And then we're going to take the name. See how quickly you can complete the steps. It's not a race though. Is that okay? I'm going to put some music on in the background. We'll bring these round to you. And then it's over to you,
to
have
God
ritual together.
God had told the Israelites that they would be his people.
But you might be thinking, how on earth does this help with our problem? How can this possibly fix the problem of our broken relationship with God? Well, do you remember how detailed Jesus had been with his friends? Do you remember how controlled he was with everything? That's a little clue for us. Jesus was in control. Jesus' death took place at exactly the same time as the Passover. The Bible says he is the perfect lamb, the one sent to be killed, to die for our sin, whose body was killed, whose blood was shed in your place. The Passover was a great reminder, but God's people always knew that there was a bigger problem than just their slavery in Egypt. It's what the Bible calls our slavery to sin. And while they celebrated the Passover each year, they knew they needed something else. But now Jesus was about to fix it. Some people say that Jesus just died to be a good example. But Jesus says his death is far more than that. It's far better than that. He died in our place so our sins could be paid for and so we could be friends with God again. In fact, Jesus says we can only be friends with God because his body was broken like a piece of bread. His blood was shed like a cup of wine. But by him dying in our place, he fixed our biggest problem. That's pretty amazing news, isn't it? In fact, it's so good. I'm going to pray and then I'm going to ask you to do a bit of thinking. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus died to fix our biggest problem, the problem of our sin and our broken relationship with you. As we think about these things, as we see them, as we touch them, as we taste them and smell them, would it remind us of Jesus dying on a cross, the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And we pray that you would help us to know it and to love it and to share it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, there are three questions for you to think about. Grown-ups, they're on the bottom of your church friendly news sheet, if that helps at the back. Kids, they're on the screen. How does this make you feel about Jesus? What could you say to Jesus in response? And then here's one to think about. Imagine a friend of yours says, I don't need Jesus. I can fix things by myself. How might this passage help you to respond to them? I'm going to give you 2 minutes. You might like to do it by yourself. You might like to do it as a team. But have a think about those questions and then we'll gather back together.